Welcome to the Debt-Free Physical Therapy Podcast, where we'll discuss different ways to conquer your debt, earn more money, and become financially free. And here's your host, Dr. Emma Shapiro.
Hello, and welcome to the Debt-Free Physical Therapy Podcast. My name is Dr. Emma Shapiro, and I'm going to be your host on this journey where I take you through real ways to conquer your student loan debt or whatever debt you have. And if you're already debt-free, then help you become financially free as a therapist. And that may entail various things. You know, this podcast is going to go through becoming an entrepreneur, financial tactics, student loan tactics, various things, clinical skills, negotiation skills, interview skills to help you grow as a physical therapist. And this is the very first episode, so I'm super excited to be starting out on this journey with you. So my goal is to really provide you with podcasts that go in depth. So that's what hopefully I'll be doing with each of these podcasts. So in this first episode, I really want to start off with the cornerstone and talk about various positions you can get today to start earning more money. Now, there are a lot of different traditional positions. You know, there's home health, there's acute care, there's rehab, there's outpatient, but I want to go beyond just the typical work settings and talk about the careers that you may not have heard of in your PT schooling or even while you're currently working as a seasoned physical therapist or whatever therapist you may be. What other things can you do? But first, before I talk about those three awesome positions that you can get today to start earning you more money, I want to go to the topic of how to become debt or financially free. And I want to simplify it because you can take these skills that I'm going to simplify, and I want you to think about them with every episode that we talk about. So when you look at your student loan debt, your credit cards, or the zero number in your bank account, I want you to think about two goals or two factors. One is earning more money, and then two is saving more money. Don't complicate things and just focus every decision you choose, focus it on earning more money and saving more money. Now, we will go through during this podcast in the course of different episodes how different tactics that you can to save yourself more money and different tactics you can do to earn yourself more money. But come back to two very simple tactics: what's going to earn me more and what's going to save me more. Now, I know you're thinking, life isn't all about money, Emma, and you are 100% correct. I'm going to focus on saving you money and helping you earn more. But with each choice, I want you to think about, is this making your life better? For example, if I go out and I get three jobs, heck yeah, I'm going to be making a lot of money, but am I going to be happy? The answer is no. I'm going to be burnt out and I'm going to be hating myself, and I'm only going to be able to last in those three jobs for a short amount of time. So while you want to think about earning more money and saving more money, also think about what is going to be making your life better. We only have one life, so let's try to live it. Life is short, so also enjoy the moments. But making more money and saving more money also doesn't have to come at the expense with your happiness. And I'm really going to try my best throughout this podcast to find you things that will not only help you financially and decrease your burden with your student loan, but also provide you with happiness and professional development and clinical skills. So now, drum roll, what you guys have been waiting for, the key topic in today's podcast, which is the three types of positions you can begin today that will earn you more money. So the first position I'm going to talk about is per diem position. Now, you may or may not know what a per diem job is, but I want to go through what it is, the pros of it, the cons of it, and how you can get started today to get in this position and why you really should think about this wholeheartedly. Even if you're a new grad, per diem is a great opportunity. So I really like per diem for someone who is trying to be debt-free or financially free because it does not involve you quitting your job and finding a new whole one. This can be your side hustle. You can do this from day one. You can do this as a new grad. You can do this as a seasoned therapist. You can do this for as long or short as you want to. There is very little setup time needed to become a per diem therapist. It's very quick. It's very easy. And there's no sacrifice. You don't have to quit your current job and you don't have to weigh the pros and cons of this. This per diem job is an as needed position. That's what per diem means, is as needed. And so with that, you'll maybe only be working one day, 2 days, a week, or a month, depending on, and you tell them what you can do. If you can only work one day a month, you let them know. And that's a great way to start trying to tackle your student loans or whatever debt you have. So high paying positions in per diem are often found at skilled nursing facilities, home health, and then also, more recently, telehealth. As a per diem, you're probably wondering, what can you make? So generally, you can earn about $10 to $15 more an hour than your traditional position. And if you think about that, that $10 to $15 more an hour is going to probably roughly equate to maybe $45 to $60, maybe even a lot higher or lower, depending upon the setting you're in, depending upon if you're working holidays, you usually earn more if you work over the holidays, and then also like your skill level. If you're a new grad, maybe you're going to get that lower end of the stick at that $45. If you're more seasoned, you may get $60 or $65 as a per diem. But in one day's work as a per diem therapist, you could earn potentially like $300 to $500 a day. And I don't know about you, but that's roughly 1 month's student loan payment for me. So just by working one day a month as a per diem therapist, I'm covering my whole month's payment of my student loans. So right then and there, just doing that per diem one day a month has covered the cost it is for me to be a physical therapist. That's pretty big. So not only is per diem a great side hustle to learn more, but like I said, I want you to grow your clinical skills, and per diem is amazing to be able to do that because you can work in any setting as a per diem therapist, and you can keep your skills fresh. So say you're an acute care PT and you want to try to maintain your ortho skills, you know, manipulations, that's pretty tricky and those skills leave you quickly. So you could do an outpatient per diem job. So while you're doing your acute care, you can still be keeping your ortho skills fresh because who knows when you want to switch career paths and go into outpatient. Who knows when those skills are going to pay off? So you can keep your skills fresh. You can also grow your skills. You know, say you're a PT and you're not familiar with ortho or you're not familiar with acute care and you want to try to get into that setting. It may be hard to find a permanent position in that setting that you're trying to transition to, but as per diem, they're not quite as picky. And so you could maybe initially get in as a per diem therapist, grow those skills, and then complete your transition into a per diem, from a per diem into a permanent in that position, whatever it may be, ortho, outpatient, neuro, whatever. And so you can grow your skills. And then lastly, if you're not happy with your job, per diem is also a great way to earn more, but also truly test to see if that's potentially a work environment you want to work at. You know, as a per diem therapist, you're getting to actually see that facility, how it works. You're getting to really meet the people more than you would in just an interview. And that's so advantageous because in an interview, things can seem all lovely, but then when you start working, all of a sudden you've got 20 patients and you're going, I was never told this in my interview. And so that's a really great perk for per diem is if you maybe want to work at a facility, but you're hesitant, maybe try to do per diem first. See if it's really a facility you want to try to transition into a permanent position as well. And in addition, many per diem therapists, they actually get the first pick of new positions. And so they can become full-time employees through their per diem position. So it's actually really great. Okay, now we're going to move on to the second position that you can do today to earn more, and that is contract work. So what is contract work? You know, it's funny. I was doing a mentor session the other day, and I was talking to someone about different options and talking to her about traveling and contract, and she had no idea what a contract worker is. And that's really why I'm trying to do this, is because I want to teach you all the different things you may not have learned in school. And it's not your school's fault. It's just the PT realm, the therapy realm is so wide that you may not know certain things. So contract workers, they are employed for a certain company, and that company has been hired by a facility, a hospital, a clinic to find them an employee. So they go out and the facility hires a company and then that company recruits you as a contract therapist. So you are actually an employee of that company, although you work at that facility, that hospital, or that clinic. Many contract employees have annual contracts. And that means yearly. And these positions arise due to, say, hiring difficulties, companies that don't want to match their benefits and pension programs, so they go to contract workers, or maybe they're just trying to maybe have a position short term. They don't want anyone long term. It could be a variety of different reasons. Contract is a little bit more stable than the next route I'm going to talk about. And you make a high hourly wage. So normally you actually make about the same as per diem. But where this varies is that per diem is only going to be one day a month. A contract worker, you're going to get that high hourly wage for full-time work for 40 hours or 37 hours, whatever it may be. But the downside is that after 1 year, they may not continue to need your services. Additionally, many contract employees may not come with the standard benefits like 401k, retirement plans. Some contract positions are more scarce and only provide you with the hourly wage, and you'll have to get the rest on your own. But that really varies by company to company. Strategically as well, if you are a self-employed contract therapist, look into the tax laws, because I think as 2018, and I'm not giving you any tax advice, so check out irs.com, but I think if you're self-employed, then you are only taxed 80% of your earnings instead of 100%, in addition to all the other attractive deductions that you may have as a self-employed person, such as, you know, you can deduct your phone, your car mileage and gas, any wear and tear, your computer, various things that you need to conduct your contract work or whatever you're self-employed with. We'll go into that in later episodes. So you're probably wondering, what about those other routes? So you can do contract in a variety of different positions. They're usually skilled nursing facilities, but you can find them in acute care, home health, various other positions. And so now we're going to move on to the third and my personal favorite position that you can do today that is non-traditional. We will later go into telehealth and home health and those other positions that are a little bit more traditional where they are more consistent. But for my third and favorite non-traditional position, that is clinical, drumroll, it's travel physical therapy. So travel physical therapy is my personal favorite unique profession to conquer debt, because I really wholeheartedly believe that this is one of the best ways to conquer your debt and also grow your experience. I call it the best free residency I've ever had. So let's go back to basics, and what the heck is travel PT? So think of travel PT as that contract therapist that we talked about, but it's shorter and it's more mobile. Travelers are employees of and get paid by a travel company, which is hired by some facility to find workers. Travelers are often temporary need. They usually work 13-week assignments, but that can really vary. You're going to see assignments 4 weeks to 26 weeks, roughly. But the most common amount of weeks that you're going to work as a traveler is 13 weeks. But because of this short-term need, this 13-week assignment, they get reimbursed very, very well. Many therapists can make between $1,500 and $2,000 a week after taxes. Now, of course, I can't promise you what you're going to earn, but this is what I've earned, I've seen, I've talked to other people, I've talked to other recruiters, and it's pretty much the average. Many travelers, the percentage-wise, many travelers can earn at least like 20% more. And I feel that this number is actually sort of low, because at times I felt as if I've earned almost double what traditional positions earn. And that's really especially for new grads and savvy travelers, because as a new grad, you're going to get out and you're only going to make maybe $65,000, $70,000. As a traveler, you could potentially make $100,000 or more. It's up to you. And so you could potentially be earning so much more. But again, I can't promise you any earnings. It's all up to you. It's all how you travel. It's all how you communicate and show your skills. There's pros and cons with every career path, and that's what we're going to go into next. Also, these 13-week positions can be in basically any setting and in any state. So how do you get started in travel PT? It's super easy to get started. The requirements are this. You have to have graduated from an accredited program. You have to be licensed in your profession, say PT, in at least one state. And this can literally be in any state. And then you can have 0 to 1 year of experience. So this requirement is growing more and more flexible each year, because many travel companies are targeting new grads and have created programs specifically to help transition you into travel PTs. Now, if you want to know about these programs and as well as programs to help reimburse you, for your student loans, you can contact me at debtfreept@gmail.com. I provide a free mentorship program that's going to give you all the tools. You get my free ebook, you get my 2-hour comprehensive course on traveling, and a one-on-one mentorship session with me. I've already helped so many travelers make a huge, huge difference in their career, in their student loans, and in their overall happiness and life. Okay, so now back to what are the advantages of traveling over the other options we talked about, which were per diem and contract work. So traveling PT allows you to experience many different settings in a very short time. If you are confused as to what settings you want to specialize in, then traveling can really give you that picture. You can get a little taste of this is what it is to really work in an acute care setting. This is what it is to really work in outpatient and really work in rehab. Get a little taste to know what you want to do and what you don't want to do, and even what you like in a clinic and what you don't like in a clinic. Working in so many different settings as well can help you rapidly expand your skill set. Because you're seeing so many patients and you're working with so many different professionals, you are exposed to just this greater variety of people, and it provides just so much more mentorship. Like I said, it's the best free residency I could ever have. Since you can work nationwide, it's a great way to travel around the nation and explore as well. You are basically getting paid to travel to sightsee, because many travel companies, they reimburse you for the flight or mileage to get to your location. They even reimburse you for your license fees, your CPR fees, your license renewal fees. So they pay for you to go to this brand new state or brand new city. They pay for that. They provide you with housing. They provide you with meal stipends. And they even pay you awesome to work. So you are getting paid amazing while you can have fun and while you can live your life and have amazing adventures and explore all that our nation has to offer us. And these are just some perks, but I think you're starting to see how awesome traveling is. And I mean, I guess I'm a little biased, but I really think it's an amazing career. In addition, you know, you have those financial advantages that you can make, you know, potentially 6 figures. And if you are having a lot of debt, if you're in a lot of debt, that making that amount of money early on in your career before the interest has accrued is going to really, really impact your debt so much more than any other career choice or position you could choose. So besides increased pay, you also have the potential for bonuses and perks like paid vacations and all-inclusive vacations and tax-free stipends. So I don't want to give you, though, a biased perspective of traveling. That's not what I'm here for. I am here to give you career advice and career mentorship and guide you on your way and give you information to help you understand how to grow your career and how to become a debt-free PT. So I also want to give you then the disadvantages of traveling. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. Here's a couple cons to traveling. One is that if you're looking to traveling as a new grad, there are high work expectations and there is a potential for limited mentorship. As a traveler, you know, you're getting paid a premium to come in and to work. And so they don't really want someone who's going to need 6 months of mentorship, who's only going to be able to take 2 or 3 people on their caseload. They want you to be able to handle a full caseload. They want you to be independent. They want you to be confident, and they want you to do a good job from day one. And so if you're a new grad that is highly skilled, that is confident, that is hardworking, then you can overcome that barrier. But if you feel like you need more clinical improvement and more mentorship, then this may not be the path for you. However, I have been working really hard to talk to various traveling companies to really find companies that are providing amazing mentorship programs where they pair you with a professional, another PT that is like you, that is traveling, and that also is specializing in maybe the setting that you like to do, if it's be outpatient, acute care, whatever, and they can provide you with clinical as well as traveling mentorship in addition to what I can provide you with. So once again, if you are interested in more information on that, I would be happy to share with you all the resources I have, 100% free. Just feel free to email me at debtfreept@gmail.com, or you can go to my website debtfreept.com/travel-therapy/mentor. Okay, Now, the next con to traveling is that you have to be really, really organized. When you have different travel assignments, they come and go really quickly. And so you have to be organized to know that that next assignment's coming up and plan ahead for the next assignment. Find your housing early, get your license prepared, anything else. And so you have to be very organized. In addition, there are a lot of things with taxes going on where you have to keep different receipts and keep proof of your tax home, different things like that. And so you want to be organized to, you know, be prepared for an audit if that were to happen, and just be prepared to keep up your professional license and your continuing education and any other regulations you have. Next is the disadvantage that, you know, you're meeting a lot of new people and you actually have to be your own boss. You know, you have a recruiter as a traveler, and that recruiter goes out and helps you find positions and they help set up the interview. But you have to manage that recruiter. You have to tell them what you want, when you want it, how do you want your communication, how much communication do you want? And so you have to have the skills to be able to be your own boss. And then lastly, and there's other cons as well, and you know, it varies from person to person, but you will be moving around a lot. So if you're someone who is, you know, like a homebody and likes to stay in one spot, traveling may not be the best for you, and you should maybe look into per diem or contract work if paying off your debt is really what you want. But if you're okay with moving around and seeing different sites, traveling can be an amazing experience. Traveling is one of the best and funnest ways to pay off your loans and become financially free. And it's really best for someone who is single or someone who can maybe travel in a pair with their friend or their loved one. It's a little harder to travel, I will say, as a family if your loved one or your family members aren't able to be mobile. But if they have, say, like a tele-PT career, or they have something online, then definitely you can travel. You can make this career how you want it to be. So where can you find travel careers and contract careers and all these other career routes? Well, many jobs are posted on boards such as like Indeed. You can search specific companies. So for travel positions, you could search specific travel companies, and they also have their own job boards. You can talk to myself. You can talk to your coworkers, classmates, alumni, friends, family, Facebook groups. There are so many people out there to want to help you. So all you have to do is look for them and ask. How do you know if these routes are right for you? You know, everything seems really attractive when you listen to them on a podcast or when you read them in a book, but they may or may not be right for you. So let's break it down, and I want you to just give yourself some food for thought here as to how do you know if you should dive into traveling or dive into contract work or per diem. So first, let's talk about per diem. I think per diem is one of the lowest risk choices. You know, you can quit the per diem job at any time. It really won't affect you professionally. You don't even have to put it on your resume. In addition, per diem positions, they only require you to work like 1 to 2 days a month, and that's a very low commitment. You know, I highly recommend per diem positions for new graduates. As I said, that it rapidly increases your experience level. It provides you with additional mentors. It teaches you what you want in different clinics and also what settings maybe you want to try to focus on, and it's going to help you ignite your passion. And working per diem, you know, if you don't like it, you just quit the next day. It's so low risk. Next is contract work. Contract work does come with a series of risks. You know, it is an annual contract, so it's less risky than, say, traveling therapy because it is 1 year, but who knows what's going to happen at the end of that year. That's something maybe if you were to take a contract job, you would talk about in the interview. Ask them, you know, what's their likelihood of continuing. And also as a contract work though, sometimes they switch into permanent positions. So you could become a contractor and then slowly switch into being permanent at that facility. If you have family or children and you're really wanting to pay off your student loan debt, I think this would maybe be a better choice than traveling because of that consistency, because you won't have to move around as much. But there's always pros and cons to everything, and really take a look at what you need and what your family needs. And lastly is travel therapy. It's not right for everyone either. Like I talked about, you know, as a new grad, if you're not independent, if you're not confident, if you're not skilled, then maybe this isn't the path for you yet. Yet. You know, once you get some experience, then totally dive right in. You know, as a traveler, you really have to make a lot of different career choices. and that mentorship may be limited. It's a quick route. It's a route that requires organization and confidence. And so I think you can conquer this career, but you have to be able to step outside of your comfort zone. And that's where people get caught up. Traveling is also not always the best for family or children because, you know, I'm someone who moved around when I was younger. I had to move from Wisconsin to California. And I think it really affected me. And so whenever I talk about positions, you know, I just always want to think about children and family and stability for them because I think that that's really important in a child's life. And so traveling may not provide you that stability. But that's just one thing that I find important when I'm going to start a family. But for you, you know, sometimes children can have tons of fun playing in different states and seeing different states. So it's not something that's a barrier. Okay, now let's move on to what if none of these options are right for me? Don't worry, there's tons more debt-free PT episodes to come up, and I am going to be talking about so many different career routes. I can only just talk for so much on just a couple topics, so there is going to be more, so keep listening. But if you fit into the group where you aren't able to travel or can't take a risk, then there is plenty of other clinical and non-clinical ways to conquer your debt and find a high-paying career route. It is for those people that I recommend you start looking into maybe home health, tele-PT, and that's just clinical recommendations. There are side hustles that you can do, entrepreneurship, you know, self-publishing your own book, starting your own blog. There's so many things you can do today to start earning you more, and we will get to those soon, so stay tuned. So I'm wrapping it up now. This is the summary. That's it for today. I hope I have left you thinking about what other ways you can make more money or save more. You know, to wrap up, we talked about three different unique career paths. We talked about per diem, we talked about contract work, and we talked about traveling. And each one can uniquely improve your clinical skills while also providing you with increased pay rates compared to traditional settings. And now in the next episode, I'm going to dive into travel therapy in more detail and how this career path can enable you to become debt-free while exploring the nation and growing to be an amazing clinician. Thank you so much for joining me. And for more information, check out my website, debtfreept.com. There's blog posts, there's free information there. There's a free introduction to travel physical therapy course. And you can sign up for my mentorship program where I really lead you through everything you need to become a traveling physical therapist. If you liked this episode, please comment, like, or subscribe. Contact me and let me know what you also want to hear from next, and I'll try to get those people or get those career routes and information on the podcast. Thank you so much.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.